Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Keltner catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby bunts towards the mound. McCann fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann fires to first and has Gordon trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Gordon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Doby reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with McKen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-1 in the game. McKen hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moncrief moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Moncrief moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Juist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juist moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juist moves to third. Fain moves to second. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Franks pinch hits for Bill McCann. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.